The next case is 10,653 Nick Shevlin and Heather Cannon. This was a special use exception for a daycare facility.
Okay. This is going to be a new daycare center as well as the residence.
Correct.
We're going to build the residence there also. This is to get them more room.
Ron, you made a motion to table it. Was you satisfied or with whatever? Okay.
Yeah, you're satisfied there.
Get it again. I don't see where it's a not, you know, good idea.
Okay. All right, then. If there is no further discussion, then, and you're taking a look at it, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case 10653, as I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second, Mr. Chairman, as I don't feel a substantial effect adversely uses the neighboring adjacent properties.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,653. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Okay, gentlemen. So we have one on the table, two on the table for our first meeting and then the one for the second meeting to deny. Gentlemen, I believe that's all that for this evening. Is there anything from the office, madam?
Not.
Thank you, Chair. Okay. Earl, have you come first?
Good night.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, members of the board, if there be no further discussions, no further business, for adjournment. Okay, have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we adjourn. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Meeting is adjourned, subject to call.